Can you hear? Yeah. Confirming commitment to racism. Most nations espouse the same goals at the beginning of and during the decade, yet the pendulum is still swinging back and forth, cutting African bodies in two. You continue to whitewash and appropriate our culture. You refuse to return our artifacts, and we are still fighting nations, universities, and museums for our body parts. You say a portion of your population is African, but you didn't bother to find one and send them to represent your country. You speak to a point plan while in the 1960s, the Black Panther Party, an organization of African descent, only listed 10 and couldn't get past number 7 on police violence. You lift the name of George Floyd, but you continue to use your police forces as extrajudicial executioners whose lies of fear are allowed to kill, maim, and rape Africana people with impunity. You speak to a less patriarchal society versus an eradication of patriarchal's focus on violence, denigration, and misogyny. You forget this forum is for African descendants, but the second largest population in the diaspora has to fight for a Portuguese translator so we can collaborate with our own people instead of just talking to you. In America, we call this talk in the talk, but not walk in the walk. In Black America, we call this talk and smack. I end with a positive. I recognize and thank you for reversing your original denial of a Portuguese translator. So it's not just about you listening to us. It's a teeny tiny step towards equity, equality, and ending racism. I look forward to your countries investing millions of dollars in this forum so we can continue to demand and win in teeny tiny steps.